It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of March, and we brought in a mixed performance as far as the grains were concerned. Grains tried to push mostly higher for the week, but we did see a little bit of pressure to start and to close out the week. We'll talk about the performance after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the grains put in a mixed performance to wrap up the fourth week of trading for March. We started the week off on the defense with wheat trading on the lower side. We did pick up ground for the rest of the week as far as wheat was concerned. A little bit sloppy on Friday, but we did finish with solid gains in wheat pretty much across the board as lower crop ratings continue to help support the winter wheat crop and weather forecasts calling for warmer, drier conditions to last for the next 10 days. Rain being pulled out of the 11 to 14 day forecast added a little bit of support as well. But for corn and soybeans, we started a little bit on the defense in the corn market, a little bit higher in soybeans. But the market gained ground soon after that, pushing with some sharp gains midweek, mainly because of confirmation of the Trump-Xi meeting that is now set for early May. That certainly helped to bring some support into the soybean market. Corn continues to be a follower as it's looking for a little bit of support from, of course, the crop production report or crop acreage report that's going to be coming out on Tuesday, which is expected to show lower corn acres. Both markets, corn and soybeans, were supported by what was expected to be friendly renewable fuel numbers coming out from EPA. That was released on Friday, and they did come out to be friendly, and they did add a little bit of support early in the week, but once the numbers were released, we kind of saw a little bit of, we were buying the rumor, selling the fact. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gaining about 20 cents, while Chicago wheat was up about 9 to 10. Kansas City was up 26 cents. Over in the corn market, we struggled for the week. We did finish a little bit lower, down 2 to 3 cents. While soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents. Soybean meal finished about a buck to $2 lower, while bean oil was up $2. Canola lost about $6. Overall, a little bit of profit taking for the most of the grains. Cattle markets continued to surge. Live cattle gained close to $4 to $5, while feeder cattle were up $5 to $10, gaining back a lot of the losses that they've had and making another run to try to test those gap levels. Lean hogs seeing about steady to a buck gains. In the outside markets, crude oil was down a buck 10, gold was up over $300, the dollar was up over 6/10 of a cent, and the Dow Jones gained close to 100 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.